he won't know what he'll do if the president won't show up.
We don't know what the president's going to do. Change his mind every second. So for me to comment on that now would be irresponsible.
There's supposed to be a third debate 2 weeks from tonight. The weekly unemployment numbers are out.
There were 840,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week, still dramatically high, but down from revised numbers for the previous week. The number of people still receiving unemployment benefits improved. Continuing claims came in at 10.9 million.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We continue to keep very close tabs on Hurricane Delta's northward movement in the Gulf of Mexico, heading towards the Louisiana coast. It will become such a large hurricane that there will certainly be outer effects across the Gulf states. We're quiet for now. Look for another very warm day. High temperature, I think, will be in the upper 80s. We should be dry during the day. Maybe some widely scattered showers tonight. Overnight low 70. Tomorrow, the chance of showers pick up in the afternoon. And showers and storms becoming likely on Friday night into Saturday. It becomes windy on Saturday as well. Low 80s for a high on Friday and Saturday, and maybe a couple of leftover showers on Sunday. Still warm. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Thursday night football returns to Fox. Brady and the Bucks look like the real thing.
Caught for the touchdown.
In the first matchup against Foles since Super Bowl 52.
He makes it look easy.
Brady and the Bucks. Foles and the Bears. Tonight at 7:30 Eastern on Fox NFL Network and streaming on Prime Video.
Tonight on Fox 20.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars.
NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm all right. We're getting a lot of calls today, Jack. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, makes our job easy. We don't talk much.
That's a good thing.
But here, let's go right back to the phones, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program, in on the discussion, of course, about the VP debate last night, as well as the news that broke this morning. You just heard it there in the Fox News break that Trump is saying, I don't want to do the virtual debate, after the commission decided, hey, we're going to make this virtual because of COVID. Trump says, I'm not doing that. And then Biden says, well, we can't trust Trump. He's always changed his mind. I'm going to follow what the commission says. Of course.
Of course you are. You can't be monitored during the debate
right.
from your basement.
Well, and one of the biggest weapons of, let's say, the establishment, and that includes the media and establishment politicians and the bureaucracies, the deep state, one of their biggest weapons of the establishment is legitimacy and prestige. The experts must be listened to.
Yes.
Listen to the important people with credentials, which, you know, is fine on an individual basis, but it's so often used as a club to, you know, get what they want.
But also when they're proven wrong again and again and again,
yeah.
at what point do we get to take away the expert label somebody gave them?
Right. 272-9228. Let's go to John. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, John.
I got a question for you politically astute people.
I
was sitting on the couch last night and I about fell off of it. When did the Democrats embrace fracking, much less the far left?
They haven't.
They did last night for those 2 minutes of that question.
Now, you could say, I think that Kamala Harris has proven herself to twist in the wind, whatever way it takes for her to win power and win political campaigns, that maybe she's being truthful when she's being untruthful about fracking.
Well, didn't that just cost her votes from her party that had already mailed in her vote?
Well, I would say no, because this is my honest to God feeling. They know she's lying, and she'll do whatever it takes to get elected.
Right.
Once they're in there, they have their own agenda they're going to push. This is all just kissing butt till we get there.
Right.
Yeah, I know for a fact I've heard Joe Biden and Harris speak out against fracking. And she tried to distance herself from her own Green New Deal that she co-authored last night as
yep.
well. I was just assuming that that may have lost her some votes with the far left. But maybe you're right. Maybe they know she's just playing the game.
I think so, man. Because everything that the Democratic Party has come up with lately has just been ludicrous. Anybody with any brain would go, hey, man, that ain't jiving. But instead...
Wait, they would use that term, jiving?
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely.
All right, well, I was just curious. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, John. Jack, is that a term you use all the time?
Jive talking by the Bee Gees,
That's right. Jive talking.
No, you got to hit the falsetto, Eddie. Go for it.
I ain't got that.
All right.
You got that in me.
Let's go to the phones, talk to Wayne. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, guys.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm fine. As to the debates last night, they both did about the same. In my opinion, I would give Harris a slight edge in winning the debate, just a slight edge. They both dodged questions. They both didn't answer questions. But I'd like to make a few points before I go on.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I cannot believe the, there's no other way to say it, but idiotic statements and comments that are made on your station. For instance, the first one, I think the first couple of callers said that China released a virus to make Trump look bad or cause him to lose the election.
Mm-hmm.
How stupid is that? How stupid?
I said it. So, I guess I'm stupid.
Yeah, to believe that you are, because that means China released the virus all over the world, other countries included, all over the world, to make Trump look bad and to make Trump lose the election. Is that what I'm hearing? Is that what you're saying? That's stupid. That's no other way to say that. It's just plain stupid.
So you don't think China, you know, let this go intentionally? This is something that just escaped from a lab magically?
Well, I don't know about that.
Do you think there was a bigger plan behind that?
Right, and Wayne, when people brought that up, that's why I brought up, as long as the origins of how this exactly happened are pretty much unknown, there are some ideas out there, then these sorts of things
are going to be said. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. They may have released it purposely, but it may have been a mistake. I think it killed people in China, too. So, I mean, I don't know.
It didn't attack any of their leadership, though.
Yeah, and I think this is China. It's almost like a Sputnik moment and a Chernobyl moment all rolled into one. It's kind of waking up the world to China as a rising power, but also China as maybe not as competent as they present to the world.
Right. Okay. Well,
good point.
Okay. Well, another point, if I may. So far as fracking, Harris did not lie. She herself, in her campaign, she did say she was against fracking. Biden favored fracking. He said, I would never ban fracking. So now she's part of the Biden team. So who does she have to support? She's supporting what Biden wants to do. So she didn't lie last night.
Well, why did Biden tell a voter looking him in the eye he's going to get rid of fossil fuels? I mean, because Biden's essentially tried to play it both ways. You know, it's the usual thing. You go to the left when you're in the primaries, and you try to come back to the center. And he's on tape plenty of times saying he's going to get rid of fossil fuels.
But he also said, I am not going to ban fracking also.
So which one are we going to believe?
Well, that's what he said, fossil fuels. I mean, I don't know exactly what all he meant, but he did say he's not going to ban fracking. I know that for a fact.
Well, that's a good thing, because I do love the point Pence made last night, and it's an irony. But when you have technological innovation, we have dropped CO2 emissions in this country more than what the Paris Climate Accord called for, because we've gone to more natural gas use of energy. And I hope we come up with more innovations that continue that trend. And okay, so it's good that Biden isn't going to ban fracking if
right,
people want to believe that. But.
And Pence is, I mean, Harris is supporting him in that now, since she's on his team. Two more points before I go, okay. Very quickly. First, why won't Trump release the date of his first negative virus test? Do you have
the first negative virus test after he got it?
When he got it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When he got it. No, so the first, I'm trying to get the timeline straight. Is it the negative, the first time he tested positive, and what was the negative before that first positive test? Or?
Right. The point I'm trying to make is when he first tested negative, he should have been quarantined at that point, but instead after that he went on campaign.
Oh, you mean when he first tested positive?
No, when is that what I mean?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, positive.
Okay, well, when he first knew that he should have been quarantined, that's the point I'm trying to make. Why won't he release that date when that first happened? Because after
is that
date,
issue?
I feel.
Is that an issue?
Sure, that's an issue, because after that date, he went on campaign events. He did the debate. All those people sitting there because he could have affected, evidently he did, infected a whole bunch of people.
So you think President Trump was the super spreader, the Typhoid Mary?
Well, he may have been, but we don't know what date it was, do we? One more point. Thank you for giving me the time.
Sure.
One more point. My brother called me during the debate, and he was talking about the fly on Pence's head.
Yeah.
And we both laughed at it, and I said, well, why do you think the fly landed on Pence's head? He said, well, you know what flies like to land in, don't you?
Yeah. No, it's funny,
Pence,
Wayne. The fly thing has been—it's gone back for years, like with multiple presidents.
Yeah,
it's always like a fly, or especially the White House, either rats and flies. And did you see the CNN reporter got attacked by the raccoon on live on camera? It was hilarious. And like it was looking up. I think Allison Camerota actually put it out. When I saw the fly on Pence's head, I'm like, that's going to win the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. That fly landed in a lot of BS. and that's what flies land in. So, anyway, thank you for giving me the time.
Hey, thank you, Wayne.
One time I was taking, I went to Huntington one summer. And I was taking a history course, and I was in the basement of Flowers Hall, and I had used Herbal Essence shampoo.
Yeah.
And back then it was real fruity and flowery smelling. And I had a bee that would not leave me alone during that test. He kept buzzing around my head because I guess I smelled like flowers.
Yes.
But it drove me crazy.
Yeah, so do roses smell like roses, or do they smell like doo-doo-doo? That's the question here about the fly. What was the fly going for? What does the fly know? It's just, oh, man. When I saw that, I'm like, This is silly. And you know what's interesting about these debates, and it's what you said yesterday, Jack, is people will see what they want to see in many ways. But, I mean, VPs are usually fairly effective at reaching out to the crowd, to their parties, respectively, and sticking up for their, you know, the top of the ticket, their running mate. And so I think this debate may be a wash, but I thought the Frank Luntz analysis was interesting with this focus group. Pence, I think, might have had the edge of getting some voters who were undecided. It's hard to know because people can be undecided for all sorts of reasons. But I think the way Pence comported himself on a lot of issues, it might have been very effective. But largely, I think it was a wash. And it's a shame that now the next debate, there's a debate about the next debate. It's just crazy times. Like I said earlier in the week, the Matrix has outdone itself for this year. 272-9228. Let's go to Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken.
Hey, Doc.
Hey there, Jim. Hi.
Hi.
It may be crazy to some people. You know, the people that watch the debate, it's obvious you're going to have a winner and a loser, and then the next caller, depending on their political leanings and the eye of the beholder, you'll have a loser and a winner. I think both of them did a good job trying to explain their positions. To me, the senator lady had a much more difficult road to hoe if she's going to explain her and her running mate's inconsistencies. It may be crazy to think that the virus was purposely let loose. We know that it got loose. We apparently know that it's man-made, that it's devised, cultured, and maintained in a laboratory from somewhere. And the evidence we've gotten so far seems to be that it came from Wuhan.
And man-made, you don't mean made out of whole cloth. If that's the case, God help us. You mean like they took a virus and kind of they were manipulating a pre-existing coronavirus.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure that they can, that they have a 3D printer that operates on the electron microscopic level that would create this from nothing or from the primordial ingredients. But what I have heard is that it's a novel virus. As the saying goes, nobody's ever seen anything like it. But it definitely got loose. Whether that was purposeful or not, I think is still to be determined.
Right.
Was it crazy when Hitler decided he wanted to go into Poland and then ultimately into Russia?
The Russia decision definitely was crazy. Operation Barbarossa, what are you thinking?
Cuckoo.
To bomb Pearl Harbor out in the middle of the Pacific.
Pretty nuts.
Farther from your homeland than it was from ours. Awakening the sleeping giant, that's not looked back on as being the most sane war maneuver that was ever devised.
True.
So I don't know whether they let it loose purposely. I do know that it's been one hellacious pandemic, and I believe that the current administration has done about the best they could with what they had to the information that they had. You had another question earlier that was very, very probing, I think, when the gentleman asked, why on earth are they after the current president? So what is, well, my opinion is it's not primarily about political power or popularity or getting reelected. Think about the Clintons. When they came into office, when Slick Willie became president, 3 or 4 years before, they apparently were donating used undergarments to deduct from their taxable income. How much are they worth now?
Mm-hmm.
Biden, I don't know what he was, I don't know what Biden was worth 47 years ago, but apparently he and at least one son and a brother are millionaires. So what Trump stands for is to stop this profiteering off of the politics in Washington, D.C. It's been treated for the last few decades as a combination IRA, SEP, pension fund, accumulation of wealth beyond anything any of us. Think about how long have you been contributing to any sort of a retirement plan? Hey, Joey, you're the newest kid on the block.
Mm-hmm.
No, in all respects.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're a great talk show host and running a good program. And hopefully you're well salaried. Hopefully you're putting a little bit away. You've been at it about as long as Obama was a community organizer and then a state senator before he went to Washington.
It's a fantastic
While he was
point.
There, he mm-hmm. only served two-thirds of a term as a U.S. senator. How much is he worth now? So Donald Trump has billions, apparently, if the IRS doesn't get too much of it. But he doesn't play that game. He's not there to enrich his family. Apparently, his family has plenty of money. But he doesn't go along with the game that's been played by the swamp dwellers for yes. the last 30 or 40 years.
Yes.
And that's the they don't despise him because he's occupying an office. They despise him because he wants to unoccupy them from the offices that they hold that they're counting on for their retirement fund.
But I think you make a good point, and that's what makes them the most nervous, is Trump doesn't have the same strings attached to him. He might have strings attached to him, but not the same type that usually come with politicians.
Well, he's got that $400 million loan out there. Who does he owe that money to, Joey?
I don't know.
Who does he owe that money to? She was all about that last night.
Who does he owe the money
yeah.
to?
You know what? Trump is a businessman, not a politician. He owed that money to whoever before he got in politics, and he'll owe money to people after he gets in after he's done with politics. He's a businessman. I borrow money from banks all the time. I never look to see who those banks, who runs those boards, or who's behind them. It's a bank.
Well, and people keep saying, and I know there are a lot of Republicans saying this, a lot of Democrats saying this, a lot of folks who are old school saying this, and I say this in all due respect, Ken, Jack, everybody, all the craziness, him tweeting, the way the media reacts, the news cycle just being nuts every day. I think actually, and the division, if I could put it very bluntly, I think the division actually gives me hope. We need this sort of tumult for the nation to kind of shake things loose and shake things up. I think that's the best quality. It can be. I get down. I have days where I'm like, what is he doing? What are we doing? But I think largely that's a good thing. And it really hit home for me. I went back and watched the Bush-Gore debates in 2000, before 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And to see America at the height of its powers and all prim and proper and buttoned up, there's something to me, knowing what the future held, that was so false about it. There's too much pretense. It was too scripted, and it was like a big TV show. And I see why Bush won, but I think we're better off today when things are being shaken up and the system's being shaken up. It gives me a lot more hope than more of the same. So, Ken, I got to run. I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
272-9228, 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Prattville Carpet. We've had so many calls today that we'll just do the spot here. We'll get up with Ray tomorrow. But he's been working like a dog in a good way, a very trusty dog.
Yeah.
Traveling all over the state,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he does, man.
So if you need any flooring redone, any flooring repurposed, of course it's carpet. It's in the name, Prattville Carpet. They also do traditional hardwood,
yep.
laminate floors, luxury vinyl, ceramic tile. They partner with Mohawk and contain color elite status there, which means they can offer incredible deals on flooring that meets your price points, that fit your budget. And the best thing about Prattville Carpet is they'll travel wherever they need to in the state when you call 285-8117. And they'll give you a free in-home consultation. They'll come and measure. They'll even bring out samples. That way you know exactly how much it's going to cost, how much flooring product they need to bring to your home to get installed. They really do above and beyond and literally go the extra mile. So check out Prattville Carpet today. They're located at 2201 Cobbs Ford Road, but definitely give them a call at 285-8117, 285-8117. When you call that number, be sure to tell them that you hear Ray Bowles on News and Views all the time, that you love the show and you love Ray and you want that flooring redone. Prattville Carpet. Again, that number, 285-8117. Let's go to the phones and talk to Tom B. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
How's Jeff?
How you doing, Tom?
Good, sir. And you?
I can't complain.
He does, but he...
All right. And I keep forgetting the other guy's name.
Eddie.
Eddie, I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm going to make it short, unlike some. I'd just like to say I enjoyed the debate last night. I think he did a vice president did a good job. Second thing is, have you guys watched what's going on in Northern California with the Trump fans and all? Because there's a new site that I was invited to go to. It's called CalNor, CalNor. Mm-hmm. They're all basically Northern California people. That's where I was born and raised. And they have these Trump parades and things like that, which you wouldn't think's going on out in California because they don't ever put it on the news or anything. But it might be worth checking that out.
No, I've not seen that. I'll have to check it out.
Is that the group that put up the Trump sign out there? Like,
yep.
The Hollywood sign?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty dang good.
If you get on Facebook, it says CalNor. It's CalNor. It's just people from where I come from, and they're all Trump supporters, so just so you know. And they've got parades and all that stuff going on out there, which you don't hear.
No, you don't hear anything about that.
Last thing I was going to say, and I hope you don't get offended or anything, long-winded people are taking up more time on your show than you guys have a chance to say anything. And I was listening to Rick and Bubba on my way up to when I lose you guys when I'm headed out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And they give them like 2 minutes. 2 minutes to say what the heck you got to say and then shut up and go away. You know, and that's enough for today, okay?
Okay, well, I understand. And Tom, you're literally at 2 minutes, 5 seconds.
Well done. Pretty good, Tom.
Thank you, sir. You guys have a great day.
You too, bud.
272-9228. Now, on a day like today, it's good to let the callers have it
out. Let them feel a little bit.
Yeah, you know, different styles of ratio.
Especially my buddy Duke.
Yeah. 272-9228. Jack, how you doing?
I'm doing. How you doing?
I'm all right. You know, I'm just looking at all the fallout from not just the debate last night, but this election season. And it's just eye-opening. It's what I was getting. Did you hear where I'm coming from, the comment I made to Ken at the end of his call? That I actually think it's an old line that I see encouraging signs of polarization. As much as this can be like, you know, growing pains and it hurts and it's not fun, I think it's largely good for the country to shake things up.
Trump has certainly done that. Let's face it.
Right.
That's why he's so unpopular.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason.
So
because all the things they say about him being sexist and racist and anti-gay and all that, I just don't see any. I don't see any proof of that. I mean, his policies have helped everybody economically.
Well, I think that's right, and we'll see. One of the things I'm looking for on election day, or as the returns come in, is how does Trump do in with groups that are supposedly, you know, he's against, especially young black men. But all of the black population, how does he do with Hispanic voters? It'll be interesting to see if this whole Democratic strategy, the Democrat Party, if their strategy of demographics being destiny for Democrats, I don't know if that's actually going to hold true. We'll see. And if Trump has a resounding victory, Electoral College, and has higher percentages in those given identity groups than expected, it'll be a major triumph for new media over the old prestige, legitimate legacy media. It'll be a massive coup against them, and that's what we need. 272-9228. Let's hit this quick break. John D. Flowerchild, hold your positions. We'll be right back with more news and views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
Hi, Lord.
Eddie in the house, man of the phones.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Live
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hey, it's Greg Goodell. Water is 60% of what you are. And if the water you're putting into you, the water in your home, leaves residue and has chemicals and particles in it, that's the same water that you're drinking, cleaning dishes with, bathing, cooking with, and your pets are drinking. Aqua Systems offers a whole home water filtration solution, and it costs you nothing to have yours tested with the lowest water filtration prices in the state of Alabama. Aqua Systems experts can permanently solve well water and hard water problems with their American-made products. Call for a free estimate in the River Region at 377-4304. That's 377-4304. You want great water? Go to iwantgreatwater.com and do it now. You'll never have to lug bottled water again with Aqua Systems. That's 377-4304.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. Visit them on the web on myalabamahomemortgage.com, myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Well, we got some more calls here, but actually, real quick, I want to do something. I'd rather do this. John D., others, hold on. I thought this was one of the best moments of the debate. I think it's key to bring this up. You know how Trump badgered Biden? He said, oh, shut up, man, about the packing the court, Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Pence did that last night, and I thought the approach Pence took was very effective. I'm going to play this in full because I think it deserves to be broadcast here on our little humble station. Y'all listen in.
When you speak about the Supreme Court, though, I think the American people really deserve an answer, Senator Harris. Are you and Joe Biden going to pack the court if Judge Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed? I mean, there have been 29 vacancies on the Supreme Court during presidential election years, from George Washington to Barack Obama. Presidents have nominated in all 29 cases. But your party is actually openly advocating adding seats to the Supreme Court, which has had 9 seats for 150 years, if you don't get your way. This is a classic case of if you can't win by the rules, you're going to change the rules. Now, you've refused to answer the question. Joe Biden has refused to answer the question. So I think the American people would really like to know, if Judge Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed to the Supreme Court of the United States, are you and Joe Biden, if somehow you win this election, going to pack the Supreme Court to get your way?
I'm so glad we went through a little history lesson. Let's do that a little more.
Mm-hmm.
In 1864...
Well, I'd like you to answer the question.
Now, Mr. Yes, Vice President, I'm speaking.
I'm speaking.
Okay. In 1864, one of the, I think, political heroes, certainly of the president, I assume of you also, Mr. Vice President, is Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln was up for re-election, and it was 27 days before the election, and a seat became open on the United States Supreme Court. Abraham Lincoln's party was in charge not only of the White House, but the Senate. But Honest Abe said, it's not the right thing to do. The American people deserve to make the decision about who will be the next president of the United States, and then that person can select who will serve for a lifetime on the highest court of our land. And so Joe and I are very clear. The American people are voting right now, and it should be their decision about who will serve on this most important body for a lifetime.
Thank you, Senator Harris.
People, Susan, are voting right now. They'd like to know if you and Joe Biden are going to pack the Supreme Court if you don't get your way in this nomination.
There you go,
Let's
Mike.
Let's talk about packing.
You once
Come
again
on,
gave a non-answer. Joe Biden gave a non-answer.
I'm trying to answer you
the
now.
The American people deserve a straight answer. And if you
answer.
Haven't figured it out yet, the straight answer is they are going to pack the Supreme Court if they somehow win this election. Men and women, I got to tell you, people across this country, if you cherish our Supreme Court, if you cherish the separation of powers, you need to reject the Biden-Harris ticket. Come November the 3rd, re-elect President Donald Trump, and we'll stand by that separation of powers in a 9-seat Supreme Court.
Yeah, let's talk.
Oh, and they kept going on there. And Pence, again, she gave another non-answer. Pence would not let her wiggle out of that. Mm-hmm. I thought it was very effective. And by the way, I'm sure you heard in that clip, you know, Abraham Lincoln in October 1864, because Honest Abe said it's not the right thing to do and he wanted the people to vote first. Actually, Lincoln didn't say any of that.
Wait, what?
Lincoln sent no nominee to the Senate in October of 1864 because the Senate was out of session until December. He sent a nominee the day after the session began, and Salmon P. Chase was confirmed the same day. And Lincoln wanted to dangle the nomination before Chase and several other potential candidates because he wanted them to campaign for him. Lincoln's priority was winning the election, which was necessary to win the war. And he filled the vacancy at the first possible instant. And so, you know, like a lot of history, Harris is just inventing that out of whole cloth.
I love her quote. There wasn't a quote.
Yeah.
Well, Biden, how is he? When's the last time he came up with an original thought?
Oh.
He's a king of
Well, that
pleasure.
Was another line from Pence last night,
right.
Jack, where he said, now, you know, I look at your plan, Senator, you and Vice President Biden's plan. And, you know, it's all these things that we, the Trump administration, have already done. It's like you've plagiarized from our plan. And Joe Biden certainly knows about plagiarism. And I was like, whoa,
that's good.
Like, give me, what did Chris Matthews say about Barack Obama? Chills up his leg? Like, oh, no, wait, that's just a cramp from all the squats yesterday. Sorry. Ow. Ow. Anyway, 272-9228. Let's go to John D. Hey, John.
Hey, gosh, after the admonition by Tom B., I think I'll keep it real clean here in 2 minutes.
Do it.
First of all, vice presidential debate. Jack, you remember this. I worked for Bush campaign in 1988. I sat in the room
Oh, yeah.
And watched Dan Quayle had his lunch eaten by Lloyd Bennett.
Well, see, he had been compared in the media, young, good-looking, up, you know, a rising star, even though he really wasn't. But some people mm-hmm. in the media said, you know, it kind of reminded him of John Kennedy. So you can tell mm-hmm. the story now.
Yeah, and he did compare himself. They told him, don't do it. They told him, they said, do not do it. Guess what? He did it anyway. And here's the thing. It didn't have one effect on the race. Not one. And it was the biggest smackdown humiliation in the history of televised debates. Unequal, okay? And it meant nothing because Dukakis was, crashing and burning, okay? But here's what it did do. And this is the scary part, and it ought to be for Kamala, is that it painted Dan Quayle as a Ken doll, okay? Vapid, not much substance, deer in the headlights, not ready for prime time. That was the lasting effect, and Dan Quayle never recovered from that. You agree, Jack?
I do. I certainly do. It was Lloyd Benson who put I'm sure that, Eddie, I don't know if you enjoy know the story, but in the debate, Lloyd Benson was a senator from Texas, and he was running as Dukakis' VP. They had the VP debate, and Quayle, just like John said, against all advice, said something about, well, yes, I've been compared to Jack Kennedy.
Yes, I do remember that line.
And Benson said, Senator Quayle, I knew Jack Kennedy. You're no Jack Kennedy. I mean, it was just, you could have heard a pin. You know, you could hear the crowd, gasping for breath.
Mm-hmm. Lloyd Benson barely knew Jack Kennedy. And
he was another pompous ass.
He was. But here's the thing, though. Let me take you now to the ultimate end. Is that what happened to Kamala is that she's exposed for what she is, which is a ruthless, mean-spirited, opportunistic witch. And that's witch with a W, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. People saw that in the primaries. And that's why her campaign... I mean, think about it, right? You're a United States Senator from California. You know, you're attractive. You're smart, right? You got all the money because you're from California. And yet you, couldn't crack 5%, you know?
Right.
People just didn't
that's
like
what
her.
Happened. Right, people don't like her, okay?
Yeah, and Democratic voters already showed that, and... But, John, do have to run. Got a bunch of calls here. I appreciate it, man.
Okay, good. Bye.
272-9228 for the break. Flower Child.
Well, I normally get off real quick, but I don't know about this time, guys. first thing I want to say, if there's the main reason you should vote for Donald Trump is the McCloskey case up in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
If that doesn't scare the bejesus out of you about people standing in front of their house trying to protect their property, and then they never really pointed the guns at anybody. They weren't even loaded, I understand.
I saw that come down, that indictment, and I didn't realize I had any bejesus left, but it just fell right out.
That's ridiculous. If you were going to let George Soros DAs indict you for protecting your home, the Second Amendment, they're going to take all your rights away, free speech, anything and everything, as soon as they get their way. But Jack, the black helicopters are circling over my house, I can tell you right now.
Well, I imagine they've been circling for months.
Oh, about 3 years, actually.
It all started after a rainy, rainy weekend, and I saw these magical things growing out of the ground. And...
But I am going to go down Occam's Razor for the last time, I hope, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And can you put John Lewis's funeral picture that I sent you on your Facebook or something like that, or show?
Okay. I'll have to find it again, but yeah.
You see all those masks?
Oh, no mask.
Right.
There was one mask of somebody up there on the stage.
No. I've had callers call in. They said there's lots of masks.
Oh, no.
Right.
They are wrong. They need to go back and look at that picture.
I don't think they're going to do that. But, you're right, honey.
But shoulder to shoulder, no social distancing or anything like that. And there's also a picture of Obama out there with a fly on his lip and head. So he's a poly, you know what, then, I guess, that's with that theory. But once again, Nancy Pelosi delayed the impeachment articles going over to the Senate for 33 days. Why? So, and then she delivered them on January 15th. What also happened on January 15th, patient zero flew from Wuhan, China, to Washington State, which is the backyard of Bill Gates and in Seattle. And China had delayed signing the historic trade deal until January 15th. All three of these things occurred. And guess what they put in that new trade deal that they signed? Then in the event of a pandemic, it would nullify the trade deal. Now, that sounds like a pretty big black helicopter to me, don't y'all think?
I agree.
Okay. And these are just insignificant things, but China shut down the travel, airplane travel, coming out of Wuhan within the country, but they let all the outgoing flights go to Italy.
Right, right. And what happened in Italy?
And that's one thing we're going to get to is how China's standing in the world has fallen like a rock.
Right.
Uh-huh. And, well, I got to run, Flower Child. I appreciate it.
Take care, Flower Child.
Can I say one more thing?
Please.
Very quick.
CV-19 is recombinant RNA virus. They put two pieces of virus together, one that was, say, part bat, and the other part infects humans. Bye.
Bye. Bye, girl.
Yeah, there's the origins of all this, I think everybody can agree, are so vague and opaque that it's worth talking about and speculating. 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. Again, this hour, News and Views, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Folks, you're leaving money on the table if you don't call Kim Williams today. Before you call some big bank or credit union or use some fancy pants app, use some big box store, you know, go to a great local lender. Kim Williams and her team are so easy to work with. Right now, they can save you so much money, especially you veterans. Through the IRL program, the Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan Program, they can save you, get you down in the twos for veterans.
Yeah, man.
Save you so much money. So y'all need to call Kim Williams today if you need to refinance that mortgage. Veterans or the average person out there, she can save you hundreds of dollars a month, thousands of dollars over the course of a year. And take away that money stress and allow you to, well, either reinvest in the home or put extra money in your pocket. Also, first-time home buyers, Alabama Home Mortgage is the place to go with as well. She'll walk you through the whole home buying process. Simple as a phone call to 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Why call Alabama Home Mortgage?
There is a difference in mortgage lenders.
Indeed, there is. More News and Views when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Report.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We continue to keep very close tabs on Hurricane Delta's northward movement in the Gulf of Mexico, heading towards the Louisiana coast. It will become such a large hurricane that there will certainly be outer effects across the Gulf states. We're quiet for now. Look for another very warm day. High temperature, I think, will be in the upper 80s. We should be dry during the day. Maybe some widely scattered showers tonight. Overnight low 70. Tomorrow, the chance of showers pick up in the afternoon. Showers and storms becoming likely on Friday night into Saturday. It becomes windy on Saturday as well. Low 80s for a high on Friday and Saturday, and maybe a couple of leftover showers on Sunday. Still warm. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments, so call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve. From a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I went to an Ivy League college. I was a nice student. I did very well. I'm a very intelligent person.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Eddie and the house man in the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And, well, if you want to get in, 272-9228. What I've been saying about this whole pandemic when it comes to China.
China?
China. Is it's a Sputnik moment and a Chernobyl moment all wrapped into one. It's the Sputnik moment, and it was before my time, but I've certainly, you know, read and watched about this. It's one of the few things they teach you that fancy book learning institutions.
Privilege.
Well, essentially woke up the United States to, okay, we have to compete with these guys. We have to compete with the Soviet Union. It really was, the Cold War was going on way before that, but it kind of kicked off the space race aspect of the Cold War.
And it gave a goal.
Yeah.
And besides just destroying the other side, it gave a goal of, ooh, let's get this done.
And really, wasn't it just like a little tin can in space? It wasn't, it didn't do much, right?
Killed a monkey.
No.
Right, so.
Just went up and came down.
It was kind of a test. Can we pull this off? And then, you know, Chernobyl is this incredible display of incompetence on the part of Russia and the Soviet Union. And so I think that essentially this is what's happened with China. And now Pew Research has conducted a lot of new polling. And China has hit historic unfavorable opinion in Australia, the UK, Germany, the Netherlands, Sweden, the United States, of course, South Korea, Spain, Canada. Negative views have reached their highest point since this Pew Research Center on China began polling on the topic more than a decade ago. And if you actually look at the visual charts, I know it's radio, so you can't see them, the numbers are incredible. Favorable and unfavorable. I mean, it is incredible to see how much the world is waking up to what China did in this regard. And what's amazing about the Chinese is they have not, their nationalism is very real. Their resentment to the West in particular, what they call the century of humiliation, is very real. So we've got quite, I think, a generational struggle on our hands. Now, I think having a hot war over, you know, things like the South China Sea is foolish, very foolish indeed. But this is not going away, and no matter who becomes president, this is going to be probably the biggest issue on their plate in terms of foreign policy. And it's a good thing that the rest of the world is waking up to that. That's why I found the comment by Senator Harris of, Xi Jinping is more popular than Donald Trump. When was that poll taken? I need to look that up. When did Pew take that popularity poll? I'm sure it wasn't, you know, in the last month.
No. And who did they call?
And the I'm not going to, you know, say that the Democrats are doing this on purpose, Jack. But they keep accidentally parroting Chinese propaganda. Accidentally. It's kind of like Feinstein accidentally had a Chinese. It's accidental. It's accidental, you know.
Kind of like when you steal somebody else's report. It's right. Accidental.
Well, but y'all are in bed with Russia!
Yeah. Well, you know what's bad is, just like in the last election, they cheated like there was no tomorrow, and they still lost. So this game here, this go-round, we're going to double up our cheating and still losing.
We'll see. 272-9228. TC?
Yes.
Hey.
Hey.
I am. I had to let you guys dump some of them lines, man. You guys were backed up.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good problem to have, though, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Stop ringing, you guys would be out of business.
Yeah, it's so, one of the few times I enjoy being backed up.
That's right. Good one. Hey, listen, I'm calling to comment about the guy who called in and said basically that you all were stupid for discussing different theories, different possibilities. I guess there's a lot of folks out there who don't understand there's more than one way to skin a cat. There's not everyone is perfect, and you know, there's more opinions out there than actual facts. But does anybody remember? I do, because it freaked me out when the fly walked all over Obama's face. When he was on TV giving a speech.
Yep.
Remember what your caller just said about what flies land on and enjoy and spend a lot of time with? He's obviously ignorant to the fact that Obama was one of the first ones to have that happen. And what was creepy about it, Joey, he didn't blink. He didn't nod. He didn't try to swat it away. He just let it crawl all over his face.
This is why I knew, TC, the fly had won the debate. Exactly. And I'm not joking. Like, it's the fly captured all of America's imagination. What does it mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's the symbolism of it?
Oh, exactly. Because whatever was coming out of his mouth was just moot at that point. You're like, damn, look at this fly.
Exactly.
And you kept waiting for Lizard Man to do something.
That tongue to come out.
I was waiting for the tongue to come out and pow, you know, and then go right back to what he was talking about. But sorry, man, I couldn't let it fly, you know. If he would have blinked, they would have gone from side to side as opposed to how you and I blink. You know, it just made me laugh. So thank you for bringing that to our attention, Mr. Ignorant Caller. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, TC. No, I thought it was sweet of Wayne to call up and take the time to listen and to call. And I know he didn't like that opinion, but it was sweet of him to call.
Sure.
You know, at least he cares in that way. We're all Americans, right, Jack?
Supposedly. I sometimes won't.